The Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Tzayin Amud Beis, that Aseres Bnei Haman ve'Aseres Tzarech L'Merminu B'Neshima Achas. When you say the Aseres Bnei Haman, it has to be said B'Neshima Achas. Why? Because they all died B'Vas Achas. And that is the minhag that the Baal Kari says of B'Neshima Achas. Now the question is, what about the Tzibur? What is the Tzibur supposed to do? Are we supposed to also say B'Neshima Achas? Are we supposed to listen to the Baal Kari saying it? So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Taf Reish Tzadi, Sif Katnun Beis, he brings from the Chayyadim and says like this: Kasav Chayyadim, Mashenagim b'Mitzvos Mekaymis. This that some people have a minig Shekol Hakahal Armim Aseres Bnei Haman, that the whole Kahal say Aseres Bnei Haman. Ain't a minig; it is not a proper minig. Ela Hakari Armim Levad. The Kari, the Baal Kari, should say it himself. Vashar Yishmu Kmo Kol HaMegillah, and the rest of the Tzibur should hear it like the rest of the Megillah. We should not be saying the whole thing out loud. It's just the Sheikh Tzibur, the Baal Kari, should be saying it. That's what he says. There's no reason for the Tzibur to say it out loud. But we know the Minigan most Mekaymus is not like that. The Minigan is that the Tzibur does say it out loud. And the question is why? What would be the reason that the Tzibur says the Aseres Bnei Haman out loud? Why don't we just listen like we do by the rest of the Megillah? So to Yadua, there's a beautiful Hezbah that the Ragachover said. The Ragachover's Mazbah like this. He said, this is where Yotze, the din of Kriyas and Megillah, by listening to the Baal Kaira, that works me din Shemer Ka'ayna. Even though we're not saying it, we're just listening, and we have a Chiv of Kriyas and Megillah, but the din of Shemer Ka'ayna says that the Kriya that he's doing is as if we said it, as if we read it, because of the din of Shemer Ka'ayna. When we listen to something, it's as if we said it. So Zakhtar Ragachover, the din of Shemer Ka'ayna is only said on an Amira. An Amira, if you hear something, it's as if you said it. But once you need something that goes beyond an Amira, you need something else, the din of Shemer Ka'ayna doesn't work for that. So over here, when it comes to the Aseres Bnei Haman, the Gemara is saying that it's not enough to have an Amira, but it has to be B'Neshima Achas. It has to be an Amira, but B'Neshima Achas. That's a din Naisaf. That's something that is beyond just a regular saying. It's a B'Dafka through Neshima Achas, and the din of Shemer Ka'ayna can't transfer that Neshima Achas. It can't give you that din as if you said a B'Neshima Achas. So you have the Amira, but you don't have that din of saying a B'Neshima Achas. Therefore, Zakhtar Ragachover, that's why we say it all. But Tzibur, the whole Tzibur says it B'Kol, because we have to say it on our own in order to be yaitzeh the din of saying a B'Neshima Achas, which we can't say by listening to the Baal Kara. So that's a very, very nice hasber, what he's saying. And the question is, why did the Chayyadim not say like that? Why does the Chayyadim say that there's no reason for the Tzibur to say it out loud? L'chari, the Ragachover has a good point. To get the din of Neshima Achas, l'chari, the whole Tzibur would have to do it, because Shemer Ka'ayna is not going to work for that. So what's the hasber in the Shita Sechayyadim? And I think it's mistaber that the machlekes between the Chayyadim and the Ragachover is telling on a Yadudik Chakira and the din of Shemer Ka'ayna. This is something that the Chazon Ish speaks about, and seems to be a machlekes between the Chazon Ish and the Beis Halevi. What is the get of Shemer Ka'ayna? Is it the pshat that whatever you hear, if Reuven says an Amir and Shimon listens to him, so the Amira of Reuven is as if Shimon said it? When you hear something that Reuven says, it's as if you said it? Or is it pshat that it's not a din that whatever he said, it's as if you said it, but it's sort of a shutfis. It's a tzirif between Reuven and Shimon, and when Reuven says something, and Shimon is listening, Shimon is mitzarif to him, and they together, it's as if they both did it. The din of Shemer Ka'ayna is mitzarif for them ahadadi, and therefore whatever Reuven did is misyachis to Shimon. So if you say the pshat is that whatever Reuven says, it's as if Shimon said it, so that would be limited to diburim, to saying something, but anything that goes beyond a dibur cannot be misyachis to Shimon, because it's only din of Shemer Ka'ayna. What you hear, what you hear being said, it's as if you said it, nothing more than that. But if the pshat is that it's a shutfas, it's a hitztarfas between Reuven and Shimon, and now when Reuven does the mitzvah, Shimon is mitztarf to him, so even on things that go beyond the regular dibur, l'chari could also go to Shimon, now that they become shutfim in the mitzvah through the din of Shemer Ka'ayna, whatever Reuven does will be misyachas to Shimon, even things that go beyond dibur, even a din of Neshima Achas. So it could be that the Ragachov obviously understood it, that it's a regular din of Shemer Ka'ayna, whatever you say, it's as if I said it, and that would not include Neshima Achas. But perhaps the Chayyadim held, like the other side, that it's a shutfis between us, and when you do something and I'm listening, I'm mitzarif to the mitzvah, so even the din of Neshima Achas could be mitzarif to the Shemaya, and therefore he felt that there's no need for the Shemaya to say it on his own. Now the truth is, l'chari, there is a very stark raya that it is not a din that only the Amir is misyachas, but it's a din of a shutfis, and that's kufa from the din of Kriyas and Megillah. The din of Kriyas and Megillah has to be mitai chaksav. You have to lay in a mitai chaksav. So the Bakara has a Megillah Kshera. The Shemaya does not necessarily have a Megillah Kshera. So how does the din of Shemaya Ka'ayna help? So now when he hears the Bakara saying it, it's as if he said it, but he's not saying a Mitech HaKsav, he's saying a Baal Peh. So Luchar is not Yetzir with that. So Luchar would be Muchach from that din. The Shemaya Ka'ayna helps by Megillah, that it's not just a din that I get your Dibor, but it's a Shutfas between us. And if you're learning Mitech HaKsav, it's as if I'm learning Mitech HaKsav, and it helps for me as well. So that din Gufa, Luchar is a Shtaker Raya, not like the Ragat Shav. And the question is, how does Ragat Shav understand the whole din that I can be Yotze Megillah through Shema Kain if I don't have a Kasher Megillah in front of me? And Lachar, you have to say that the Ragat Shav understood that the din of Mitaych HaKsav is not a din al kol echad v'echad. It's not the pshat that everyone has to read the Megillah Mitaych HaKsav. Mitaych HaKsav is sort of a t'nai in the Kriyas of Megillah. You have to hear a Megillah that's being read Mitaych HaKsav. So once the Baal Keri reads the Mitaych HaKsav, that's considered a proper Kriya. That's a Kasher Kriya of Megillah. And now that Din Shema Ka'ina can be Miyachas, his Kriya, back to me. And now I could be Yaitse with the Din of Shema Ka'ina, even though I don't have a Megillah Ksher in front of me. So Al Kapanim, that could be the Hezver and the Machlekes between the Chai Yadam and the Ragat Shavar. And I was thinking that perhaps you could say another Hezver in the Shitas Achai Yadam, why he didn't say like the Ragat Shavar, even if you don't want to come on to this Chakira. And that's up piece something that I saw written from Reb Shai Ganuber Shlita. So he made a diak in the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Megillah, Perek Beis and Lachir Beis, when he brings down this din of Nishima Achas, the Rambam says like this. He says, "V'tzarech hakara likras aseres bnei haman v'aseres b'nishima achas kedei lo'odia l'chol ha'am shekulam nitlu v'nergu k'achas." So the Rambam says that the purpose of the din of Nishima Achas is to be medea to the whole tzibur that they're all killed k'achad. So it sounds like right away from the Rambam that this is not just a regular din in Kriya Samagillah, but it's a din on the Baal Kara to be Madiya to the Tzibar. This is what happened. It's a din he has to be Mepharsim the Nes to the Tzibar. It's not just a din in the Kriya Samagillah of Kol Achad V'Achad. And he was Medaik this in the Rambam as well, because the Rambam in that parak, the first eight halachas of the Rambam, talk about the dinim of Kriya Samagillah. And then the Rambam goes on to talk about other dinim. Now you would think that the Rambam should bring this din of that you have to be Kaira, the Aseres Neham and the Shema Achas, together with the other Dinam of Kriyas and Megillah. Why didn't the Rambam separate it and put it in Halach Yad Beis, which is not talking about the Dinam of Kriyas and Megillah, it's talking about other Dinam. So it's mashup from that the Rambam understood that this is not a din in Kriyas and Megillah that everyone has to say B'Nishim Achas, it's a din on the Baal Kaira. It's a new takana, they have to say B'Nishim Achas to be Mepharsim Danes, to be Medea to the Tzibur, but it's not necessarily a din al Kol Yachid V'Yachid in his personal din of Kriyas and Megillah. So if you learn like that, then it could be that the Chayyadim held that for that reason there's no need for the Tzibur, for every Yachid V'Yachid to say B'Nishim Achas. The whole din of Shema Achas is just said on the Baal Kari that he should read a B'Nishim Achas to be Mepharsim it to the Tzibur, but on Kol Yachid V'Yachid there is no such din at all. And therefore, even if you hold for some reason Shema Kana won't apply over here, like the Ragat Shavar Tainas, but it doesn't make a difference because there's no Chiyuv Mitchila on Kol Yachid to say B'Nishim Achas, that is B'Davke Echiyuv on the on the Baal Kari, not on the Tzibur. So Lafi, that part that he wanted to say, that could be another Hezber in the Chayei Adam. Now when I said I saw this written from Reb Shragi Neuberger, there's not something that could be found in any of his Sfarim, but this is actually something that he wrote for the Bar Mitzvah Pshatel of his son, Yedidi Reb Shefi Neuberger, who was kind enough to show me the copy of the Pshatel. And in that Pshatel, Yitaka makes this diak in the Rambam, and shows that it's Taka a new Takana, and Lafi, that, I think that could be another Hezber in the Shita of the Chayei Adam, why he doesn't hold it, there's in and of saying it, B'Nishim Achas, and the whole Tzibur, not like the Ragat Shavar.